I want to tell you a story, an encouraging story, about addressing desperation, depression, and despair in Afghanistan, and what we have learned from it.
And how to help people to overcome traumatic experiences, and how to help them to regain some confidence in the time ahead, in the future, and how to participate again in everyday life. So, I'm a Jungian psychoanalyst, and I went to Afghanistan in January 2004 by chance on an assignment for Medical Mondial. Jung and Afghanistan, you get the picture. Afghanistan is one of the poorest countries in the world, and 70% of the people are illiterate. War and malnutrition kills people together with hope. You may know this from the media. But what you may not know is that the average age of the Afghan people is 17 years old, which means they grow up in such an environment, and I repeat myself, in 30 years of war. So this translates into ongoing violence, foreign interests, bribery, truck, ethnic conflicts, bad health, shame, fear, and cumulative traumatic experiences. Local and foreign military are supposed to build peace together with the donors and the governmental and non-governmental organizations. And people had hope, yes. But until they realized their situation worsens every day, either because they are being killed or because somehow they are poorer than 8 years ago. One figure for that, 54% of the children under the age of 5 years suffer from malnutrition.